Hey everybody, it's Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery Podcast by Semantic Mastery, and today's show is called Should I Put My Business Name, Address, and Phone Number? NAP. On every page. But before I get started, if you're a serious marketer or agency owner ready to level up your systems, results, and revenue, then join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind. Now let's get started with today's show. Let me ask you, are you missing out on local customers just because your business info isn't everywhere it should be? We get this question a lot. Should you put your business name, address, and phone number on every single page of your website? Today, I'm breaking down the real answer and the impact on your site and your local SEO. First off, let's talk about why NAP consistency matters so much. Google and other search engines look for your name, address, and phone number, that NAP data, to verify your business info across the web. If your details are inconsistent, outdated, or just plain missing on parts of your site, it sends mixed signals, and that can hurt your rankings and lower trust. Simple as that. But when you've got that NAP showing up on every page, it's like waving a flag. Hey, this business is legit. That helps both Google and your potential customers feel confident in who you are. Now, let's not forget the user experience, because it matters just as much. Visitors land on your site, maybe from a blog, a location page, or your homepage. And if they have to dig for your contact information, it's not a great look. People should never wonder how to reach you or where you're located. It should always be obvious. Oh, when your business info is clearly available everywhere, users trust you more and feel safer reaching out. On the other hand, if your info is hidden or inconsistent, people get suspicious and often bounce off. So, where and how should you place your NAP? Here's the practical approach I recommend to clients. Put your NAP in the website footer. That way it displays automatically on every page without cluttering the main content or distracting users. Double check that the formatting matches what you've got on your Google Business Profile and other key listings, even down to things like abbreviations or suite numbers. And for the love of rankings, make sure there aren't any typos. Mistakes here aren't just embarrassing, they can actually hurt your local SEO. Here's the actionable step. Go look at your website right now. Is your business name, address, and phone number visible and matched exactly on every single page, ideally in the footer? Is it written exactly the same way as on Google and your major business listings? If not, now's the time to fix it. Update your footer so it's site-wide and do a quick audit for inconsistencies. This simple change can instantly help customers trust you more and help search engines connect the dots so you can rank higher for local queries. This has been Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery Podcast by Semantic Mastery. Keep building, keep testing, and keep scaling. If you're ready to grow your agency with proven frameworks and no BS strategies, join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind by visiting mastermind.semanticmastery.com to see how we can help you land more clients, rank faster, and scale smarter. Or if you want done-for-you services, explore the packages we offer at Semantic SEO. Visit semanticseo.pro to learn more.